Welcome to the Feel Great Podcast. This is Matthew Collinson.
And this is Alan Francis. Thank you for listening.
Welcome everybody to the Feel Great Podcast. My name's Matthew Collinson, and this is my great friend.
This is Alan Francis, and with the right daily habits, you can feel great.
So today we have a very special guest on. His name is Wolfgang Steiner. He is our breathing coach, really. He's been teaching us how to breathe and teaching other people around the world how to breathe. And I wanted to bring him on because breathing is one of those very simple things that we can do every day to help us feel great. So welcome, Wolfgang.
Hello.
Great to see you. Thank you for being here, of course. What got you going into the breathing realm?
Well, first of all, thanks for inviting me. It's really a pleasure to be here and to connect with both of you and your audience, and to share my it's not my passion. Breathing is my obsession. I'm doing it constantly, and it had a big impact since the time I actually was in the belly of my mom, and I realized that recently, where really came out that this time was actually this direction marker for me in the future, that breathing might become more relevant. Let's say also in terms of professional knowledge and to help people with that. And how it came was, I always struggled. I always was sick before the age of 35, and for me that was my paradigm. You know, it was very normal to be sick in springtime and autumn time. I have no idea if you ever were sick in May when it's outside pretty nice and warm and beautiful sunshine, still the cool breeze is in the air. So this spring quality, where nature is awakening and you can really feel you want to be outside as a 7-8 year old, you want to play football, soccer, European football, you want to play outside with the other children, and you lay in bed because you're sick, and this is continuously repeating every year once or twice, usually for a week. That was my frequent sickness, and that was the way it was, and I stayed in bed, and I was receiving support, you know, nice tea, and the doctor came and looked me up, didn't do really anything, just looked at my throat and said, okay, it's an infection, or, you know, some inflammation, or, you know, just some this, and then a week later it was over. And actually it came, that happened till my adulthood, into the 30s, 32, 33, and I was very successful in my business, and there was a time I realized something, and this was really an eye-opener. I had everything what you can imagine in this realm of being employed. So besides having the freedom and even freedom I had, all the money, car, mobile phone back in the 90s when it was not like the normal thing. So it was still also something special. I worked at Hewlett Packard, so we had all the newest notebooks and stuff. You know? Helicopter passing by my house. Nice. in the middle of nowhere. And while that was happening, I realized I have everything, and I felt really not satisfied. And in this moment, I realized I want to change something in my life, and I have to change something. And I went to a masseur, and she helped me because I was really feeling uncomfortable in my skin. And while she was giving me massages for a couple of weeks, at a certain time, she said, "Wolfgang, I can't help you." And I said, "What? What does it mean?" She said, "You should do something for yourself, kind of breathing stuff like this, or meditation." And I said, "Okay, what's that? How do I do? Where shall I go?" And she told me exactly where to go. And I went to a meditation place where I started breathing very intensively through the nose. And at the beginning, I thought that's not possible. And when I realized I have just never tried it, or I never went into this quality of awareness and breathing, it was instantly working and opening something within me. And I kind of, let's say, this was a turning point in my life. Pretty much from this moment on, I never was sick again. So this was pretty much how I came into it. I rather slipped into it. You know, I was in this comfortable life of being employed, having everything. Everything was really well settled. I had more than the average. So I could say I was in a good position. So, and I felt really good with it. But on a certain moment, it became clear that's not it. And I came to a turning point and had to change something. And so this was pretty much my moment when I realized, oh, something is going on here and I have to go on a journey.
Wow, man, that's a story there. How long have you been teaching breathing now or since you started?
Well, that was when that happened to me, that was in 2000.
Okay, so
20. And then I went on the 2 years journey to find out what do I want to do, and then I came straight into the breathing education program, and this was in 2002.
Gotcha.
And the program, the educational program, is a 3 years program. So by 2003, I started giving classes and individual coachings for people. So 20 years now.
That is so beautiful. I love that you started this even a little bit, like, because people, when they get to their 30s and up to their 40s, they start to get to this point where they're like, is this really what I want to be doing with my life and other things? And they start questioning all those things that are going through their heads. And it's never too late to start yet another journey. And I think that's a beautiful thing right there that you've showed people in just this piece of the podcast, is that you can start anytime, guys. You have the years to do it. Let's just jump in, especially if you're questioning what's going on around you. So what have you found has been some effects of your teaching of breathing to your clients?
Well, there is a lot of, you know, breathing goes really into any area. It can be from a health perspective. I saw people dealing with asthma. The helicopter is coming back. Dealing with the asthma, with mental issues like panic attacks. So pretty much breathing goes in any area and it's affecting everything really magically. Because when you breathe, the oxygen goes, the way it depends on how you breathe, the oxygen goes to the cells. So it depends on how you breathe, you give the fire to your body or you reduce the fire, and fire is the energy. And this energy is responsible for everything, for your attitude, for your aura, how you radiate out. It's responsible for if you can contribute to society, or if you have no energy, it affects really everything.
On Saturday, you were explaining the difference between breathing through the nose versus the mouth. And I was curious if you could do that for our audience as well and explain what the difference is between those two breathing techniques.
Yes, let's make a short breathing exercise with it.
Would love
just
that.
Just sit upright and breathe consciously to your mouth. Open the mouth and breathe through your mouth in. And feel this openness, this fresh air which comes in through the mouth. It's cool. It's a lot. Just feel this. It's a lot of energy. It's unfiltered. Everything comes in, you're open. And then I invite you to close the mouth and breathe consciously through your nose. and realize how instantly the breath reduces in speed. It calms down. It's warm. It feels better because it's more humidified. So the air is getting ready for the body, more humidity. It's getting cleaned. It's less open. It's more safe. And one thing what you might not be able to feel this specific, but it's feelable. Take two or three breathing cycles in silence and feel. You might feel instantly this relaxation which comes into your body. And then there is a very clear, very simple, specific answer to this. When we breathe through the nose, nitrogen is added to the air. So breathing through the nose, there is nitrogen and it's added to the air you breathe in. And this nitrogen is used for the hemoglobin to easier to adapt, to receive the oxygen in the lungs and to release the oxygen on the cell side. And on the other side, this nitrogen is responsible that the hemoglobin, this red blood cell, is receiving the CO2 on the cell side and release it to the lungs to be released in the next exhale. And this nitrogen is actually the relaxation pure element in our body. And this is only added to the air when you breathe through the nose. So this active inhale is already the start of a relaxation in your body.
Yeah, I felt that like calming effect, like when I did those, that going from the mouth to the nose and then like kind of closing my eyes and going inside myself, feeling that whole, it's like the tension from my shoulders just went like that.
Yes, yes. And this is the nitrogen. So the entire body can relax because the whole process eases up. And in this moment, mentally, you realize, hey, it's easy. And then the whole body can go into a state of releasing because there is no stress. Having this nitrogen not is a stress for the body because you want to hand over and it takes some effort. So there is some effort, it puts stress on the body. And this nitrogen actually is taking the stress away and you instantly feel that. Two or three breathing cycles and you can feel that if you're aware of that.
This is so fascinating. Did you have a question there, Alan?
Now, does nitrogen have healing properties in it? Do you know?
No, it's just a thing which is chemically adding to the process of releasing on the hemoglobin. So the hemoglobin is more open. The hemoglobin relaxes more easily. It's like when you do something and you feel safe, you easily do things. And when there is some stress coming from the outside, you do the same thing and then it falls down. You're just stressed. It's just some crucial element which is in our body, and like through the nose, we add it on and we have it available. And it's essential that we do the nose breathing, which is actually the breathing when we don't need so much energy. We reduce the energy consumption. And this is the big difference between nose and mouth breathing. Through the mouth, you take a lot of energy. And through the nose, it's less energy. And this is it's inflicting already this process of relaxation. And we do this consciously because when we are in stress, we breathe through the mouth. So when you breathe consciously through the nose, you already go away from the stress energy.
Very cool. Thank you. Fascinating. Fascinating indeed.
And actually, while sleeping, it's essentially important that we come to this relaxed state. That's the reason why it's important in the evening. For instance, I highly recommend not to watch television with news, with bad news all over the world, which you get in a state where you relax after work in the evening. So in this state, you really stress yourself mentally. So, or any action movie, don't do that in the evening. It's not the time to watch something like this, because in the evening, when the sun sets, when dawn is there, when we actually prepare for going to sleep, it's about to place an environment which is preparing us already for relaxation and going to sleep.
Yeah, I've been on a news fest for years now. I don't bother with the news. If it's important enough, I do hear about it, obviously, through social media and other things, and family, of course. So it's like, why do I have to take the stress on everyone else is willing to do it for me?
Well, you know, I mean, be aware, the news is coming from stressed people.
Yeah.
The thing is, if the news would come from relaxed people, the news would look very different. Even the same content could be transported very different. Look at reporters. I mean, these are the stressed guys running around for news, and this stress increases more and more. I heard they are not even researching anymore really what they get, because it's little people. I have a friend, he works in a newspaper. He said they receive information and they don't have the time to check up if it's true. So this is the stress level, which is already a stressful job. Now they don't even have the stress to check a good reporter wants to check if it's true. So now if you have to present the news in a way and you don't even know the quality, this is a mental stress on your profession. So this is the quality of the people bringing the news to you. It's not only the news which are stressful. It's the whole process which is stressed. And this energy you bring in the evening into your living room in a time when you're actually already relaxing, preparing for going to bed. It's logic.
Yeah.
It's logic. It's one by one. It's nothing sophisticated.
I know. It's amazing how the simple things like breathing can have such like dramatic effect on our being. I can see that happening in so many different industries, that stress level too, like especially like the healthcare workers these days and that kind of thing. Like if we could get them a couple of these breathing classes, man. Relax, help everyone heal.
Yes.
Love that. Would you like to do maybe like a 15-minute breathing session with us and our audience so that they can get the effect?
I would like to make a short breathing. And before the breathing, yeah, I would like to share something with you, because before I mentioned that my breathing was probably already induced in my profession when I was in the belly of my mom.
One of the greatest gifts we have been given in this human experience is to collaborate with others. What happens when there is a subject we don't know about? We do research and begin to take action. To cut learning time in half, wouldn't it be nice if there was a place to go chock full of experts? Now there is, a buffet of coaches and teachers. Click on the link in the description to join Alan and I in this community full of heart-centered people.
I just want to share how strong this impact was on me. When I was in the belly of my mother, it was like the doctors suggested to abort me. So I was almost dying in the belly of my mom, but she said no. When I was born, I had the navel cord around my neck and I was a blue baby. So I died almost the second time while my birth process. And then in within 3 months of when I was in born, I had a lung infection, which is another place in the breathing process where I had the sickness. And with these three events coming to this world, I went through this first 33 years, eventually coming to putting focus on breathing. Why I'm sharing that, we will go to a short breathing now. And I invite you, and you, everyone who is listening, when you go in the breathing, have a look, which is, what is the obvious? It's there since ever, and you take it for granted and say that's normal, and just breathe into it. Maybe it changes to something new, where you easily can transform it into something what you want. So we usually take our situation. I was sick frequently. This was my normal. I wasn't questioning that. So it was like, okay, I'm in bed. Doctor is coming. Mom is making me a tea. That's the solution. When we go into breathing, just go with the question, what is there? What might serve you to find actually what you really want to do to support this paradigm shift? And this I just implant in the subconsciousness. You don't need to understand that now. Don't go from a cognitive level. I just want to question and put this question into the breathing. And now we go into a 10, 15 minutes breathing, which I support. You don't need to know anything. Just sit back, close your eyes, and connect to your breath. And breathe. You do simply what you always do. There is nothing from the outside. You just breathe and put your attention. You don't change anything. You just observe. You just take a me time. I invite you to realize how your body instantly reacts. There is a reaction, probably a deeper inhale. Most likely you feel that your mouth wants to open to yawn. And when there is something coming from your body, I invite you to allow it, because we usually suppress it. We work constantly against our body because it's not appropriate. And I invite you to allow now consciously anything your body is asking for. Maybe it's a fart. Something is coming out because of your body relaxes. And that might not be sexy. So I invite you for 10 minutes to be surprised, to allow, to leave any paradigm of what should be, how you would be in accordance to the outside. Release anything of what you want to be and breathe it out. Consciously breathe out any belief and breathe in anything you need right now. And I tell you a secret, it happens automatically. Just observe your breath. Don't get in the way with any wanting, any doing. Just watch your breath for some breathing cycles. And for the relaxation, the yawning is the built-in relaxation mechanism. It's a reflex of your body. And this can happen. Maybe you don't know that really well, that it's coming up a couple of times in a row. It can be that this happens for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 times in a row. Allow it to happen. Release any judgment. Just follow your breath and connect fully to your body. what your body needs in this very moment. And when there is an exhale, like with the yawning, with the open mouth, it's most likely with a voice. When there is no voice, there is anything suppressed. So allow consciously your voice to vibrate. And it's okay to suppress. Maybe you're not alone, you're yawning, you're in the underground or wherever. It's okay to feel insecure with that, to hold the hand in front of your mouth. But be assured, naturally, when you yawn, when you exhale through an open mouth, there is a voice. So look out for the voice. Look out for this reflex of your body. Look out what is covering your safety and breathe it out. And it goes straight in the yawning. Like the dot on the eye, allow it to happen. And when the mouth opens to the yawning, I invite you to stretch the yawn, the mouth, like a lion, wide. The mouth of a lion opens almost 180 degrees, complete relaxation in the jaws. The more you allow this opening and the voice, the deeper you go in the relaxation, the deeper you go into the recovery in this very moment. And breathe into this for some breathing cycles. Feel this letting go with every exhale and receiving with every inhale. And feel how the mouth wants to open. You don't need a deep inhale, just this releasing, relaxing state triggers a yawning. Because when it's there, your body is in a relaxed state, your body wants to go deeper. Because this means energy storage. Allow your voice, allow yourself to become visible for yourself. This is creating your space. You are here in this moment, on this position, and to be visible with that. This means true safety. I'm safe enough to show myself. I'm safe enough within myself. I'm connected to myself to be present. And take a deeper inhale through the nose into this quality of presence. And allow your exhale to flow out of your body. And when you yawn and the mouth opens, allow the laughing to be there. Because the laughing, the smile and the laughing is a sign of relaxation. When you're not smiling and not laughing, it's a sign of your intention. What is okay, just be aware of it. Intention, we exhaust the body. In relaxation, we recover the body. And recovering means I generate energy more than I need. and in this state, I build up energy for stressful times. So breathing consciously through the nose and release without any pressure. Breathing through the nose and release the air and feel how your breath is sinking deeper and deeper into your belly. Maybe you feel a tickling in your fingers or your toes, on the skin, on any part of your body. This is the energy which is increasing through the consciousness, because the breath is going into more extended parts of your body, which might be reduced usually, and now the flow is increasing. Take a deep inhale. And allow the voice with a tone, with a sound. And feel this comfortable feeling. Breathe in through the nose. And maybe there is a space of, what is it, softness in your head. Allow that to be. When these signs come up, usually we reduce our stress because there is uncertainty, there is fear. And I invite you to consciously keep breathing, consciously. Even when there is a fear of discomfort in your head or in the fingers, leave it and breathe for some breathing cycles and increase slightly the intensity of the inhale with every breathing cycle. Because usually we reduce our breath not to feel. So we are on a low energy cure anyway. So increase your inhale. Allow the emotions to be there. Allow the smile to be there. Because it's funny. Especially when we're not used to it. It's funny. It feels funny and it is funny. And it's a funny expression. So deeply inhale. And I invite you to stretch yourself. Stretch your arms, stretch your legs. Oh, now the sound of a stretch. It's not like silent. It's like. And allow the laughter which comes right after the stretch. It's a sequence. Stretching, laughing, being here. And now breathe for some moments with open eyes and feel how you feel in this very moment. We haven't done anything but taking some conscious breaths, allowing the body to react, allowing the yawning, which would be there anyway, to connect to it, to support actually what the body needs with our awareness. And at the end, we took some deeper inhales and were stretching. And the result is what you feel right now. So we didn't something really special. We just did what we did very consciously, because we are aware that we suppress these things and we don't do the things during the day, even our body would require it. And I invite everyone to release the thought, when somebody's yawning, he's not bored, he's not lacking energy. It's just the place where the body says, give me a break, I want to relax, I need to go deeper in my relaxed space. And the result is you have more energy in this very moment available, because the tension which is stored in the body is released and the energy is available for you in this moment. So welcome back. And there is a space for sharing, if you would like to share something for the audience, how you feel, how that was for you.
That was amazing, Wolfgang. Thank you so much. That feels so good. Like, I can just feel like just there's something in there that I can feel. That's the best way I can explain it.
Very, very, very energizing and very, very bringing me to the present. moment, which doesn't happen a lot.
Thank you, Alan.
I asked the audience, if you do this exercise, please feel free to comment and tell us what you felt during this exercise and how you feel now. That would be excellent. We would love to hear that feedback from you as well.
We will do one thing in addition now, because we connect to our body and we connect to a very fine energetic, which is like, you know, this ooh energy around the body. And this is really there. So we go in a very fine energetic place with the breathing. And after the breathing, I invite you now to consciously put your feet on the ground. Ground yourself and feel after the grounding, how do you feel now?
It's almost like more intense, but it's hard to explain. It's super comfortable. It's super comfortable, and it's safe. Grounding is very safe.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like deeper roots into the ground almost, because I'm used to centering for martial arts and stuff. So it's like it's like going into the ground almost, but you're going deeper into the ground in a more comfortable way. It's like a relaxed state of those roots, which I love.
Yeah. And take this consciously. I mean, we can breathe, we can do some meditation, feel very light and easy, which is great. I think it's very important to ground ourselves and take this lightness and this transparency, let's say, to the ground and have this lightness grounded, because we live here. And this actually brings ourselves in the position of manifestation here in our world. And that might be the reason why people have issues with manifesting what they wish, because on the one side, we are very spiritually directed and whatever practice it is, but we need to ground it and put it into this physical world. And sometimes it's just put consciously your feet on the ground and put your energetic possibility back to the oil, back to the soil, back to the ground.
Yeah. I love that. Wow. That's so neat, man. Thank you so much, Wolfgang.
Now I have a question. I'll see on your social media on Facebook. I'll see you inviting us to take a conscious breath. I'll see a post of time or whatever, and you're inviting us to take a conscious breath. Now, is that the nose breathing too? Or what are you inviting people to do when you post that?
Well, to take a conscious breath is bringing you in the moment.
Okay.
And in this moment, depends, when you are in real stress, it's not about not breathing through the mouth, but to be aware that I'm in stress right now. If you're in a moment where you're with your loved ones in a relaxed space and you sit there with a conscious breath, like, you might notice that something doesn't fit together. It just doesn't feel right. And I trust that in this moment, the body goes and corrects it by himself. So I don't need to say breathe through the nose, breathe through the mouth, because I don't know in which state you are. But by asking, take a conscious breath, you realize actually what this moment is and how you are in this moment. And this happens automatically. You don't need to say, I'm breathing like this, I'm in this moment, I have to do this. No, this is much too intellectually. This happens all on reflex level. The only thing what I encourage you is to take a conscious breath and come in this moment. And this is what really happens. The breath is always in the moment. And when you take a conscious breath, you automatically come to this moment. You cannot be in the past or in the future. And that's the reason why with conscious breathing, for instance, panic attacks just disappear, because the panic attacks are related to future fears and past events, which are recalled. And this mix creates a stress in the body, which comes up and ends into panic. So when you come, when you feel a panic attack is coming, or even when you want to deal with panic attacks, which you had in the past, and you're consciously breathing, you are actually dealing with the core ingredients of a panic attack, which is past and future. And as soon as you take a conscious breath, you're in the moment. You cannot have a panic attack when you take a conscious breath because the panic is not there. So there is very simple mechanisms how conscious breathing is dealing with various sicknesses, diseases, and symptoms. Diseases are usually symptoms coming up from experiences which the body creates.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I invite everyone to come to the breathing, which we do every Saturday, which is an hour of reflection and breathing together. And the idea is conscious breathing is a cultivation. We need to practice. It's not about to do it now and to say, I do it now. You just can train it. And this is a thing over time with no stress, which is actually a pleasure time. It's a pure pleasure hour. And this pleasure hour is my me time, which I add on over every week for 1 hour. And over time, you will realize you take conscious breath automatically, just becoming aware I did one. And more over again, your energy is increasing. You get up in the morning and you're not depleted, because with every conscious breath, the activity and the relaxation is within one breathing cycle. If you're in a stress breathing constantly, you're just depleting the body and there is no recovery. And with a conscious breathing cycle, you have the recovery every breathing cycle. So you're not getting tired. But it's about the experience. I can share all this stuff, but it's for nothing if you don't do it. So I invite you to come on Saturday to cultivate it and to feel the effect on yourself, how you decrease your comfort, your energy from day to day over the weeks.
I totally agree, because I know that both Matthew and I have been to your sessions, and yeah, I can. For the audience out there, you must experience it, because it's like you said. You can't get an idea unless you physically experience it and go through the session yourself, and you won't trust me. You won't be sorry that you joined.
Yeah, just take a moment to breathe. I love that. I love that you also found it when you were a child. It's amazing how we can connect those like a baby from a babyhood, essentially. I feel the same way about, like, that's how I kind of started with all this stuff, is because I had heart surgery as a kid and died and came back and everything, and I was gone for a while. But ever since then, like, I've always had this need to share love, share my heart, essentially, with that. And like, that's part of what the Feel Great podcast is about, is feeling that love, sending that love out and sending it around the world. It's like embracing the world in a big hug. So how it all connects from birth until we're gone. It's so amazing.
Yes.
I love it.
And I would like to share something, but I just noticed, really, I really become aware, it's three men who are here talking about a topic like breathing and love and relaxation and energy. And 20 years ago, probably no man would have attended in such a topic, in such an environment, talking about it. And now three men share this space from an experiment, from an experience, and from an understanding perspective. What is just beautiful, it pretty much shows very nicely the evolution of man in the last 30, 40 years, that that changed something.
I think so. I think so as well. I think that, yeah, it, you know, I'm still breaking some of those old paradigms because I was raised all over the country and I'm trying to, like, I'm learning through things like the breathing, through meditation, through collaborating with other people on many projects within our organization and community, that we can find that central piece of us that allows us to grow and be and give the energy to that when you're paying attention, much like that awareness to the breathing. It's like you have to pay attention and know that we are changing paradigms. It's just, it takes a little bit of time and it's okay to take that time because then the whole world opens up for you.
Yes.
All right. So, Wolfgang, thank you for coming on to the Feel Great podcast. I appreciate you. Do you have any last words you would like to share with the audience?
Well, if I may, I would really like to share my vision, because my vision is by 2030 that every person wakes up with a conscious breath. And I created a free Facebook group for that, which is called Wake Up with a Conscious Breath. And it's about cultivating just the awareness. And when we wake up with a conscious breath, just imagine this breathing. And this is the first inhale and exhale. You start your day. I think fundamentally, our world will look differently.
2030. All right. I will connect the description to that Facebook group for you. And if you'd like a website or anything, I'll get that from your feed and we'll talk about it.
Thank you.
So thank you for coming on again. It means so much to me that you're here and that you're willing to take the time to share your breathing with the world and help others breathe. It's so beautiful.
I second that. Thank you so much. So much. Fits right in with Feel Great and the purpose of spreading that positive energy, spreading that love, spreading that all around the world.
Yeah, thank you very much for this space to share this beauty of breathing, which I really love and I carry everywhere. We start even all the meetings where I am, we usually start with breathing. But it's just beautiful because everybody comes in the space and it's very different if people are more distorted and not here or they are here. It's just much more efficient because people speak less stupid things. It's because more relevant and more focused. And thank you for giving the opportunity and sharing this space also in Noble Goldman together. It's just beautiful to know you too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you everybody for joining us on Feel Great. I'm Matthew Collinson.
And this is Alan Francis. And remember, with those right daily habits, you can feel great.
This is Alan Francis. We just wanted to thank you guys for being here today. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share it with all your friends. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. You join us later on and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Bye now.